It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's that time of year again when the editors of the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language are asking about the acceptability of how folks are using words like cohort and hoi polloi.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hello.
Anne, tell us about what's on the ballot this year.
As our listeners probably, I hope, recall, I am a member of the usage panel for the American Heritage Dictionary, which means that end of August, September, I get a ballot, an online ballot, asking me about particular usage issues. And I'm supposed to vote as to whether these are completely acceptable, somewhat unacceptable in more formal speech or writing. And they're tracking particular usage issues. So I just got it. And one of the words is cohort. Let me give you the sentence that is on the ballot and we'll see what you think. And it is important here to know that the adjective cashiered, which is not an adjective that I use, means dismissed. The cashiered dictator and his cohorts have all written their memoirs. Is that acceptable to you?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Now, this one actually gives me pause because for me, a cohort is a group. But it sounds like for you,
it's an individual. And I put the S on the end when I want to talk about more than one cohort.
And we are seeing here exactly the issue that the editors are going for. The other sentence they have under cohort is, like many in her cohort, she was never interested in kids when she was young.
That would give me pause.
I love this. And that one, to me, I say, that is totally fine. Historically, cohort referred to a group. It started referring to an enclosed area and then referred to the people or things in the enclosed area. But clearly, the meaning referring to individuals is on the rise. I am not on the cutting edge on this one. One of the other questions on the ballot is about hoi polloi, which we've talked about on this show. Does it refer to the masses or to the elite? Then another one is about the verb to author. Let me give you a sentence and see what you think. He has authored a dozen books on the subject.
I don't think I would use that in that way.
I would.
You would. It sounds really, I don't know, if it just sounds extra formal to me or...
Yeah, and there are people who think that this is a pretentious synonym of write. I went to look at what has happened in the past. They surveyed that sentence in 1988, and 74% of the usage panel rejected it. You are in good company. In 2001, only 60% rejected it. I'm going to vote acceptable here, even though it gives you pause. And I'm also going to vote acceptable on the one about senators authoring bills. Now, our last one is a pronunciation question. Let me spell the word for you. Zoology.
Zoology.
Oh, you've got the traditional scientific pronunciation.
Well, you know, I had a friend who was a zoologist, so that may play a role.
I think that does. And that is the traditional pronunciation and accepted as the scientific one. I will admit that I have been corrected in my life for saying zoology, which is my pronunciation. I'm going to vote for both of them as acceptable, and we'll see if that zoology pronunciation can continue to take hold. In 1999, 60% of the panel already accepted zoology, although 88% liked zoology.
I feel like with zoology, you need a third O, because you've got zoo and then ology. They can't share those two O's.
A very wise observation. And I hope everyone will just remember that the usage panel is there to give you a sense of how people might judge usage, but it isn't about whether something is right or wrong.
Well, Anne, I'll be excited to see the outcome of this year's ballot.
Me too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.